Well, let's start with the freshest rugby league news that we have, Joey, and that is the news of Trent Hodkinson and his movements for 2016.
I understand he's agreed to sign with Newcastle. I just had a message off the chief executive, so it's a done deal.
Right. So what could Hocko expect at Newcastle? Do you think he can expect that he will be playing with the same coach? Is that a harsh question?
No, not at all. I think it depends on the rest of the year. You know, coaches, it's a performance-driven industry, isn't it? And at the moment, they're not firing the Knights, so I'd imagine if they keep losing, there's going to be pressure on the club to get rid of Rick Starn. I'd imagine that Trent will be halfback and Jared Mullen will be 5'8", which is a pretty exciting combination.
Sowie, let's bring you in on this. So what a current NRL player signing with a club who has won probably one of their last 12 games... there's got to be... Talk me through that as a player. What would make you sign? And I'm not talking about money, obviously. He must see something going forward.
Yeah, well, Newcastle have obviously pitched their future going forward. They've got some talent up there. They've got the Sims boys. And obviously, the opportunity to play alongside a guy like Jared Mullen, I think, would have appealed to Trent going forward. If he went to the Gold Coast, I think he'd have to bring Kane Elgee through and probably have to play 5'8 up there. So he gets a chance to go up to Newcastle and play halfback, which is his number one spot.